Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for live and feeder cattle contracts to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling with sloppy cash action. On the other hand, the hog future should open with a firm undertone, supported by spillover buying and improving fundamentals. Once again, bearish cattle futures have succeeded in leading the feedlot trade significantly lower. Light to moderate trade volume surfaced in most areas yesterday. Dress deals in the north were marked at 196, $4 lower. It'll be interesting to see if official trade volume totals, and it's possible that one final round of trade volume happens on Friday. Now, the hog buyers expected to resume work today with basically steady bids. Today's kill will be restricted a bit by one major sidelined by maintenance needs. Saturday's kill should be around 65,000 head. The hog futures should open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and improving fundamentals. Now, on the grains, a market year high in weekly exports drove corn futures higher in past chart resistance yesterday, while soybeans were unable to hold midday double-digit gains and closed lower in both May and July. The wheat was mixed with soft red winter a little higher, hard red winter lower, and the spring about unchanged. Better than expected exports for corn, new crop soybeans, and wheat lifted futures much of the day yesterday. However, gains in soybeans and wheat ran out of gas late in trading, with technical selling likely a factor in soybeans, which moved into overbought territory on the charts. The wheat markets did close mixed yesterday with some support from better-than-expected export sales, but more rain in the plains should help the crop there. The world still has plenty of wheat, and wire reports on Thursday say Russia expects to export 24 million to 25 million metric tons of wheat this crop year, which concludes in June. USDA's crop progress report says Kansas was 23% headed, well ahead of its 15% average. Oklahoma wheat, 57% headed, and Texas was 50. We'll check the futures right after this.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
On our live cattle futures, the July was down $3 yesterday, 114.80. August down 2.95 at 111.75. May feeder cattle down a limit down 450 at 140.57. The August limit down 450 at 139.80. May hogs up 77 at 77.32. And June was up 130 at 80.77. On the grains, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City down 3 cents at 461. And July was down 2 cents at 474.5. The Chicago wheat, May up 1.25 at 475.5, and July was up 2 cents at 485.5. May corn up 6.25 cents yesterday, 387. July's up 6.5 at 391.25. May soy up 1 cent, 1018, and July was up 1 cent at 1027.5. May cotton down 117, 6252. July's down 2 at 6367. And on the crude oil, June down up 37, 4640. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.